Hi guys, we need to talk. While we did have a fantastic time in Florence, we think there's a couple of things you should know if you're heading over that way.
Well, only because Marnie wanted to share it, I thought it would be something fun to let you guys figure out and find out on your own.
No. You need to know this going in.
Okay.
One of the big things when you travel to Florence or probably just Italy in general, GPS does not always work. While it may be your friend here in the United States, and yes, it will get you some places, there are a lot of areas in Florence that we found we lost signal. We would be following the map, and then it would just do a U-turn and reroute.
Oh, yeah. We spent, I forgot about that first night there.
It was many times. Yes, it was funny. It got to where it was just absolutely hilarious because we were like, wait, didn't it just say we were going that way? We had both of our phones pulled up comparing maps.
And, you know, so my suggestion here is that you actually have a real map,
yes,
of wherever you're going.
Usually the hotels have them.
The hotels have them in tourist areas. And if not, just print one out so you'll kind
of
know.
Yeah, because, boy, some of those little side streets, a lot of people think they're alleyways and they're really streets, you know, and it can really kind of throw you off if you don't know what you're looking for.
And one of the funny things was, I said, well, I know exactly where we're at. We're right by we're
famous last word.
All right. I know exactly where we're at. And we're by that pizza shop. And then she looks at me and says,
there are two.
And it was just in, you know, and we're in Italy. So there's a pizza shop on every, well, obviously more than one on every corner.
Yeah. So they're everywhere.
Yeah, don't use the pizza restaurant or the gelato shop as a point of reference.
So. No, do not. That will surely get you turned around. But one of the things you can look for are the street signs, and they're not like ours. They are not on metal poles, you know, stuck on the corner. They are up high on some of the buildings.
And, you know, sometimes they have them like we do, but like in an intersection or something. But
yeah.
But in a lot of the tourist areas, I was kind of surprised that there weren't big signs that said, hey, you know, this way. And you know, but if you look up on the building, they may say that.
It's like a plaque.
Yeah.
Usually. And I don't know why they do it that way, but I guess it doesn't obstruct views as much, you know, and it kind of blends.
It probably stops tourists from stealing them, too.
Good point. That might have something to do with it as well.
And we are still here in Florence, Italy, having a time getting around a little bit. So, Marnie, tell us how this kind of works.
Follow the street signs. Make sure you look up because they are up high on buildings. And brown ones like this point you in the direction of sightseeing, touristy things you want to do.
And if you look at right above the crying face, that is actually the street name. Via is the street. But do not depend on those because not all streets have those.
No.
But they do have the tourist markings. And so, for example, we're about to head up to the Piazza Michelangelo overlooking the city. And so the sign tells us this is the way to go.
We got lost so many times, but it was kind of funny because we weren't super lost. We were just off by like a road or two, you know, just all right there together within blocks.
And one of the crazy things is like you're looking for this big church with a dome and you're like, where's the dome?
There are so many churches with domes.
And even when you look at for the biggest one, kind of when you get down in the center and the alleys and the streets, you know, you can't see it because
all the other buildings are like, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of camouflages.
And that's also what messes with your GPS,
right?
Is all the old buildings, because I mean those things are made out of stone. I mean they are built to last, you know, centuries, so your signal is not going to go through there very well.
And I mean, and one of the things, if you do get lost, just chill out, man, take a deep breath, you know. It
yes.
doesn't always happen, guys. You know, I got frustrated one time there, and it was just, I think it was because it was our first night, and you know, just trying to get back, and it was cold. And, but you know, just enjoy it, man.
And
you know,
the people are so nice. You can stop and ask anyone for directions and they will try their best to help you.
You know, and that's one reason that, I would suggest that in, you know, whatever language you go, you need to know how to say, please,
mm-hmm.
and then a direction, you know, where this is at, and then thank you in their language.
Yes.
Also, if you have the map, a paper map or whatever,
that's
helpful. And you know, they could tell you, oh, you go here, right, left, you know. And
if you're in the tourist areas, those maps that they have printed for the hotels usually are not very big. They may be like 12 by 18 or something like that. They'll fold up and go in your pocket very easily.
And in the touristy areas, a lot of people speak English. What we noticed is when we went to some of the less tourist area, they didn't so much, but their English was still better than our Italian. So.
Absolutely. Now, another thing that we figured out along the way is that Italian walk times that are stated on maps and things, or when they give you directions, are much different from ours.
Yeah, it's like, you know, their time, maybe they have metric walk time. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's like 15 minutes, and like an hour later, I'm like, dude, we're still going. So.
I think they are so accustomed to all the hills there that they've been tackling those things since they were born. And for us, we don't do that on a daily basis. So everything is uphill in Florence, so you know.
And, you know, it's the same thing in Rome and a lot of other places.
Yes.
You know, we're from Florida where there are no hills.
None.
And
a sand dune or two.
So even if you're ready to walk some, you know, if you're used to walking, and I got my steps in, you got your steps in, but
put them
flat,
on an incline to practice.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, one of the funny ones, though, that I think honestly may have been one of the highlights of our trip.
It wasn't the highlight for you as it
was
happening.
Not in the moment it wasn't. But once we got there, it was absolutely amazing. But we went to Piazza Michelangelo.
And this is a hill on the outskirts of Florence with the best view. If you ever take a tour, they'll stop you there and you'll see the Duomo.
But then you get to ride in a bus. You don't have to make the trek that we made.
Yeah, well, but you know.
It was totally worth it. Totally worth it. But yeah, it was quite the trek. We have some pictures and videos to share with you guys here. And it was funny.
And one of the things this past summer when I was with my friend and we went to Turkey, he's a native of Turkey. And so he would say, oh, I know a shortcut. And I would look and it didn't seem like a shortcut. So if somebody tells you there's, you know, a shortcut, I always ask, is it a Turkish shortcut or is it Italian walk time? So again, it's a little bit different for us, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we asked that shop owner, the gentleman who owned the restaurant, if we were going the right direction to go up to Piazza Michelangelo, and he told us we needed to take the scenic route.
Yeah, okay, so the scenic route, I guess, is code in Italian for the longer, more arduous trip up the side of a hill.
Yes, and it was a long trek uphill.
And instead of just going straight up, it wound around and around and around. And, you know, Marnie and I both kind of got a little disgruntled, I don't know the word.
Ashamed. Embarrassed.
There was a, she had to be 80 or 90 year old lady in sandals, and she
was outdoing us.
Yeah, she went past us, and then we met her later. She was sitting up on there and just smiling. I think she just got up to watch and see our expressions as we're going up.
But in our defense, she was born there. She's used to this.
It was funny. Every time we would turn around a curve, I was like, man, it's kind of like those lines of how much further.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was trying to.
How much further, Papa Smart?
Yeah. And I was like, let's just right up here. And then we'd turn and Marnie would turn around and look at me because it was another curve and another curve.
And the backs of my legs were on fire the entire time.
And the look she kept giving me. And so what I started doing, it wasn't I couldn't keep up, but I was afraid because I was laughing that she was going to turn around and smack me. So
I actually thought about rolling you down the hill a couple of times.
Yeah,
but there were too many curves, so it really wouldn't really work.
Right. All right, this is Marnie, your other favorite rope teacher in front of me. Notice I'm at least 10 feet behind her. We're walking up to the Piazza Michelangelo, and of course we knew that it was a little bit of a journey, but it didn't tell how steep it was, and so every time we go around another hill, I'm threatened with my life. So I went from right behind Marnie to
5 feet to now 10 feet. So.
But every time we went up, like another level around another curve, the view just got better and better. So in the end, it was totally worth my legs being on fire.
And the guy was right. It was a scenic
route. Scenic route because we got to see the wall
right.
that used to surround Florence.
Hike all the way up here.
It's worth it.
But then we get here, and well, this is what we see. We have the Dome here. We have the Medici Palace in the back. We have the Arno River, the Ponte Vecchio, Santa Croce.
All of Florence. On our way back down was what was cool.
Yeah,
because we found a tower that connected at one point to that wall.
And the waterfall. That was the cool.
The waterfall. Yes. We walked and we're like, wait a minute, what is this? I hear water. And then we look and there's a waterfall. And then we look at it for a minute and then we go down another, couple of flights of stairs and there's another level. And this thing is four levels tall.
It's probably, I don't know, 70, 80 feet up, would you imagine?
Maybe? Oh, at least.
And so what happens, the top level is small, and then it comes down, it gets bigger and bigger, and then finally at the bottom
there are archways.
Yeah, and it was a really truly remarkable thing. And now we actually have a vantage point that there's a big tower on the Arno River, and if you go there, that's where the steps are.
And let me just say, that's the easier route to go up
if you don't want the scenic route.
Yes, if you don't want the scenic route, go up the steps. And then you can take breaks as you need to because you have the different flights and you can stop and look at things along the way, but you're not doing the winding switchback road kind of deal. But you can go down that way and enjoy the view that way.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about traffic on that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's fast. They do not slow down.
And it's seriously not enough room for two cars, okay?
No, so it isn't.
Barely enough for a person hugging the wall and one car. So,
it's really, really tight squeeze in there. And watch out because they are coming around curves. So you're like in their blind spot. So be very careful if you walk that way. Now, I did.
That also is a cool place to buy some souvenirs. They will negotiate with you there.
And they tend to be a little bit cheaper than the ones in the city area, I think.
And, as anything, just always negotiate. It was cold that day, and I can't remember, but I think I bought something there. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I know you looked at some shirts and things there. They had a jersey or something you were looking at. Right. But, just beware of the walk times that they are allowing for. The fact that they're accustomed to all these hills and things, and watch your GPS. Just know that these old buildings do block your signal sometimes and makes it a little hard to navigate.
And oftentimes, locals know how to get there and you don't. So,
you're kind of feeling it out at the same time.
Like when we went to the bus station to get our bus to the Cinque Terre, it said it was like a 10-minute walk and what it didn't say was there was an overpass, there was an underpass. Yeah. You had to go across about three or four railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, so when we came back, we walked it back one night. But it was a lot easier just to take a taxi for $10 to get there. Than
we figured that out when it was pouring, right?
Right, absolutely.
Made it a lot easier. But that's it for this episode, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. And remember, follow us on socials and give us a like and subscribe to our channel. And remember, break the monotony,
not the bank.
Bye, guys.